Well, it is the end of the year. It is time to reflect on the events of, well, this 2019 and prepare ourselves financially for what's ahead, a whole new decade. What do you think? For some people, it's a good time to assess your estate planning. Do you have a trust so that you know what happens to your estate after you pass? Or if you have a trust, this may be a good time to look at important life events that may have occurred this past year that could impact how your trust should be arranged. So I've said trust three times. I bet that's what we're going to talk about. Kelly DeRitter from Legacy Trust, wealth advisor who specializes in trust management and planning, joining us to talk about this topic. I bet we'll say trust several more times. Good morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for you, formerly senior vice president, senior wealth advisor. We've spoken before, and I'll ask you that same question. Did you always know you wanted to get into this financial planning world?
No, I did not. I think originally I wanted to be a teacher and go down that road, and then an attorney, and then this came about, and it suits me quite well.
Well, you are kind of teaching, aren't you?
It is. A lot of teaching goes into it, educating and explaining a lot of difficult topics in a simple way. So, yes.
First of all, give me the 101s of Legacy Trust.
Legacy Trust is a West Michigan wealth management bank, trust bank, in right on Monroe, downtown Grand Rapids.
Great things. And again, yes, a trust in the name. So let's get into the conversation. First of all, what is a trust in general?
Basically, it's an entity of its own that you put assets, title assets, into, and it directs what happens to those assets. While you're alive, should you become incompetent, and after your death. So it's a little more to it than a will, because you can leave things in trust after your death, and it actually mandates what happens to those assets. So maybe you want it to stay in this trust for a number of years for the benefit of a child or grandchild.
Who should have a trust?
It depends on the person. Some people have simple estates, so they know they just want everything to go to their responsible children who have no financial issues or problems that they need to plan around. Other people have complicated assets, complicated families, and need to do this more advanced planning.
Let's get into some specifics. Why is it important to update your trust?
Well, as we mentioned, families change, your assets change, people die, people are born, people become incompetent or disabled. Yeah. So it's important to plan ahead for those circumstances. And as your life changes, and maybe, you have a family business that started out as a little mom and pop shop on the corner, and now after 20 years, it's become a quite substantial part of your estate. Yes. And you don't just want to willy-nilly pass that over to your kids. You want to do some good planning behind it. So it's really important to look at what you've done. A lot of my clients made estate plans when their children were little. They just needed to appoint a guardian and did some drafting and put it in a drawer and haven't looked at it in 20, 30 years. It's really important to open that drawer and take a look at it.
Is there an estate management rule change?
Yeah, there are, and they happen quite regularly in one capacity or another. So estate tax law changes and gifting tax law changes. So, to make sure, that's another important reason to look at your trust. Are you maximizing the benefits for your kids and grandkids and charities that you might want to benefit? The big estate tax law change over the recent time has been the estate tax exemption jumping up to 11 plus million, and it continues to grow. So it's really made a lot of people that would have had to have paid estate tax not have to pay it now. So that reason alone, you might have to go in and make some changes to your trust to make sure it's doing what you want it to do.
Yes. A specific question, if I may. What about if there's a change in the status? You mentioned the kids of your primary beneficiary, which is usually your spouse, maybe not the kids. What if there's a change here?
Right, that's very important. Your spouse is a human, so they die. They might become disabled or incompetent. You might divorce them, and I can tell you from settling estates, I've seen that happen before, where someone's divorced, remarried, or they've had their first spouse die and they remarry, and they never change their beneficiary designation forms. Simple things like that, I think, on an annual basis you should look at, and while you're at it, you should look who you have as your contingent beneficiary, because that person would automatically take over if your primary were to predecease you.
And obviously let that beneficiary know.
Right, yes. Absolutely. Yes.
In many instances, People include provisions for the grandkids. Is that something you should review too? Is that recommended?
It is. Grandchildren get older, and many times when you've put them in your estate plans, they're just little babies, and you think, oh, this is fine. You know, by the time I die, they'll be 30, 40 years old and financially responsible. But, you know, the second they turn 18, they are entitled to that money unless you've put some extra provisions in there to lock that money up. So they can inherit at age 18 and spend whatever inheritance you've left them, or if you've put things in a custodial account for their benefit, like an UTMA, Uniform Trust to Minor Act account. When they turn 18, they have full access to that money, and you need to kind of watch those dates, and that's an important one.
Talking all things trusts and dollars, again, end of the year coming very shortly upon us. Kelly DeRitter, Senior Vice President, Senior Wealth Advisor with Legacy Trust, CTFA, behind your name, and talking trusts. What other reasons must we update our trust, Kelly?
I think a real important one that people often overlook is who you've appointed as your trustee. And if it's an individual trustee, they're responsible for carrying out everything you've put into your documents. If it's an individual, again, they're going to grow older. They might move away. They might not be willing and able to serve as your trustee any longer. So this is always where I put the plug in for a corporate trustee. Corporate trustees are professional trustees, like Legacy Trust, a trust bank. They don't get old, they don't move away, and they tend to know what they're doing because they do it day in and day out. So I think that's a real important reason to revisit your estate plans.
Kelly DeRitter, she's not getting old and she's not moving away. Yay! Thank you again for that reminder. Worst case scenario, Kelly, I die, I have no trust, I've got a couple cars, a house, a couple dogs. What's the problem?
Well, it goes into your die intestate. They call it, and the state of Michigan decides what happens to your assets. So it has to go through the probate process, and it benefits your next of kin according to the rules of the state of Michigan. And some people that might be okay. Some people it may not be okay. And you mentioned dogs. I mean, I think a lot of people...
Wait. A cat, too.
Oh, and a cat. Oh, you want to make sure someone's lined up to be able to access your house and get in and take care of your furry friends.
And then life goes on.
Right.
Right. Back full circle, Kelly, other opportunities to work with a legacy trust. Do you take care of other treatment, other uses of our finances as well when it comes to smart financial planning?
Sure. So we do offer wealth management services and investment management services, as well as the trust and estate piece. And I think that's all important because it all comes together. Your financial world is one aspect that it's really nice to have one set of professionals taking a look at all of that, and including maybe your attorney and your CPA. So we do run investments, and we do plan for the future, make sure you have good solid financial planning.
And that was going to ask who, I mean, this is certainly a team effort as well. Yes, I have a trustee, but you want the attorney involved as well?
Absolutely. We don't draft those documents. We'll help you with putting, you know, some thoughts together behind maybe what you want to consider doing. And then once you have a good plan in place, we'll send you off to the estate planning attorney who can put that down in black and white and make it all official.
Your office open January 2nd?
Yes, it is. I'll be there.
There we are. All right. Final summary, Kelly DeRitter.
Just don't ignore your estate plans. They're important, and it's not a one-and-done process. They really do need your attention.
Legacy Trust, we're talking updating your trust, smart financial planning with you, Kelly DeRitter. How do we find out more information?
You can consult our website, legacygr.com, and you'll find all our services there, as well as the great people that I work with.
Awesome. Have that conversation under the Christmas tree. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Kelly.
Happy holidays.